Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. I love the Lord our God. I love Him so much, He thinks of everything. I love His ways, I love His will, I love His purpose. He is so good. Today I want to talk about our holy faith, our most holy faith. We receive our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Spirit. And this is why we've heard the word. And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you're asking the Lord to help you do what's most necessary. Faith connects you to the holy purposes of God. With faith, we can access His love, His ways, His wisdom, His power. And lately, I've been thinking more and more about doing things in His strength. Because in a dream God gave me, I saw a powerful enemy coming. And you know, Satan is not powerful at all, but he makes himself look bigger than he is. And in his army, he had a T-Rex and he had a stealth bomber that was about the size of 3 acres. You know, this was like in the day that the Antichrist is in full effect. And he uses illusions to trap you with fear. But I wasn't afraid of anything I saw. And I didn't have any natural weapons on my person. But I wasn't afraid. And I wasn't in danger. I was trying to rally the people of God to let's organize, build weapons and fight. But I wasn't afraid of what I saw outside. Nevertheless, you know, the Lord can help you see things with dreams that really do exist. And when I saw the enemy, the enemy has always been desperate. And a good representation of what Satan is like is King Balak. He hired Balaam to curse Israel. And he was desperately afraid. He was nervous. He was on edge. Look at the size of those people. He was afraid for his kingdom. Fear had gripped him. He was very desperate. And that's what Satan is like. He's very desperate. He's trying to find a way to get some kind of advantage. He can't do anything with Jesus Christ. He's outclassed by you, your faith. We were made in the image of God to begin with. We failed. Jesus brought us back to life. And now, the same nature that Jesus has, He's given it to us. The very same nature, the very same power. By your faith, you can live the love of God. You can do what God does. And it's in His strength. And the Lord taught me how to live in His strength, not mine. My strength only goes so far. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I don't have to strengthen myself. I receive God's word. I receive God's knowledge. I receive His wisdom. And I receive His might. Whatever I have to do. We're like the man at the pool of Bethesda. Jesus said, "Will you be made whole?" My response is, "I will be made whole. I will do all that's in God's heart. I will not fail." This, my friend, is holy faith, and we have it. It's a decision. It doesn't matter how tired my body is. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter if I look outclassed. It doesn't matter if it looks like I lost an argument. My strength is in Christ. If I receive His strength, it operates in my life. And I can be as strong as I need to be. I can be as equipped as I need to be. And my choice is to have an overabundance of all things of God. But Whatever I need, he has it now. And faith connects me to it currently. I don't have to be outclassed. I don't have to be outnumbered. I don't have to suffer any form of failure. If I'm too weak in my mind, but I have strength in my heart and I want to stand, the Lord can make a way of escape so I can stand. It's more important for me to live holy than anything else in God's eyes. And I can learn and grow and come back and fight another day. In the course of my life, all these kind of things have happened. And then there were days where I wasn't weak. And it looked like I was. And I had grown and didn't realize it. But in the same situation, the Lord gave me wisdom currently at that time. And I said what God gave me to say. I did what God gave me to do. And it always worked and put me over. Holy faith will put you over. When you continually pray in the Holy Spirit, you'll continue to be equipped to live according to your holy faith. Now, our faith is not to show people how strong we are, how wonderful we are. It's to live according to God's will, to be appropriate. Many times everybody wants their life to work, and I get that. And we want people to know that God will bless you as you go forward in Him. And He does that. But faith meets people where they are. Faith is appropriate. It's not trying to shame anybody. It inspires people. And whatever level you're on, use your faith appropriately. Use it to help people heal, to help people go forward, to help people do better. Faith reaches out and pulls people up. Holy faith. If you have the wisdom of God and God is moving in your life, go forward doing what God put in your heart to do so that you can extend your hand and pull people up. Create websites according to God's perfect plan. YouTube videos, things that God has given you to put in your heart. Songs He's given you to write. Make it happen. Use your most holy faith. Don't look at obstacles. Obstacles are over. Goliath was tall and huge, but he was also stupid. And David easily killed him. He wasn't supposed to be in Canaan land anyway. He was supposed to be driven out of that promised land. And David took care of that problem and chased his army out of town. We need to do the same thing to all of our obstacles. Holy faith will do it. Lay aside every weight and sin that so easily besets you. Lay it aside. Put it away from you. Don't look at the size of it. Don't look at the problem. Look at the Lord, and you'll always have His strength, His wisdom, His knowledge, His counsel, His might. You'll pay attention to God, and He'll make the difference in you. He'll cause you to do what you normally could not do. Holy faith. Don't look at yourself. Look, every situation, look at the Lord, and the Lord will always make the difference. He needs people that will follow Him, that will obey Him, that will take Him seriously. Because God is moving by His Spirit. And the current of the Holy Spirit is in motion. He's in motion. Link with Him by your holy faith. Don't be dormant. Don't be weak. Don't be immature. Link with God. Holy faith links you to Him, the heart of His will, His perfection, His counsel, His blessings. The Lord is appropriate in all that He does. well able to cause you to be as mighty as you need to be, as powerful. He'll help you love. He'll help you do everything. That's what started this. I was about, you know, I told on many broadcasts how in 1987, I was working at a dealership, and I was, a guy challenged me. He aggravated me. I was about to fight him. And at my weakest moment, the Lord spoke and said, "Everlasting love, to love a man whether he does you good or whether he does you evil." But the word charged my heart, and I was able to stand. I was able to do right, not wrong. And all my anger was gone. That was the Lord strengthening me by his word. So allowing me to get to my weakest point, and my strength was gone. I didn't have any more strength. I just desired to do right, but I didn't have the strength. And I was on the verge of making the wrong choice, because it takes the strength of God to make the correct choice. And I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do wrong. I was about to do wrong. And the Lord stepped in with his word. And I had the strength. I had the determination. I had the courage. I had the love to do right. And it made a difference. It taught me something. That became a turning point. My weakest moment in my Christian walk became my turning point. And I never went back to that beggarly way of weakness. Eventually, I learned how to harness the might of God, holy faith. I reached out to the Lord. I said, "Lord, I want you to teach me how to love your people, because I'm going to do that again. I know I don't have the knowledge to do it. That was above me. I need you to teach me how to walk in love with your people." And the Lord began to work with me and teach me and train me to love his people. Now that's key. Being in agreement with God and his word makes it so easy for you to link with him. And when you pray in the Holy Spirit, you know, I'm not reluctantly trying to follow God. I'm trying hard. It's my passion. I'm determined to do all this in his heart. It's my choice. It's not an emotional drive. It's a link with the word. I truly desire to do all that's in his heart. And I rely on his help. And it works. When we follow God, when we seek his ways and his word, we learn and we grow from glory to glory. And we learn to do greater things in life. We begin to follow him and go forward. And the Lord can always make the difference. Whatever you need, whatever knowledge you need, if you have reoccurring problems, link up with the Holy Spirit. It's not hard. Do what he does. Speak his word. Be kind. Love his people. Hear him out. And that's a big one. Hearing God out is very important to living according to holy faith. Holy faith links you to God. It links you to his purpose. It links you to what's appropriate in current times. Some good ideas are good ideas, but what God reveals is perfect. A good idea that man imagined is better than nothing, but what God reveals is perfect. What God reveals is perfect. And see, the enemy, his ways are movable, but God's ways supersede whatever Satan attempts to do. The ways of God is perfect. I've seen people come up with messages and the Lord give them a message, they preach something else. They're not in link with the perfect will of God. They're preaching something that they desire. See, I used to go to a holiness church. It was Pentecostal holiness church. And people would preach tradition. And the Lord would try to give he would give people messages, but sometimes they'd lean to their own understanding and preach the traditions that they love so much. Or they'll mix the tradition in with what God said. And they're not the only church guilty of doing that. A lot of people do that. People lean to what they're comfortable with. But if you lean on the Lord, He'll guide you perfectly. And sometimes you wouldn't normally go that way because you don't have the facts. The Lord always keeps the fact. He always has facts. He knows what's appropriate. He knows what to do. He knows who's listening. And He responds to the needs of others when they have faith. He responds to their need. And the more we train ourselves to yield to Him, the more appropriate we become. And we minister to people's need instead of what we think they need. So many times people come to church and they're all beat up by the world. And we try to inspire them our way and it don't work. If you don't build with God, you scatter. That's true. Jesus said it. But when you are linked to the Holy Spirit, you become appropriate. You inspire people. Holy Ghost wise. Human wisdom only goes so far and it stops. And if somebody can hear you at that time, good for them. But when you do it God's way, you reach more people with the same broadcast. And the Lord knows what to say and He knows what they're going through. But so many times people are cocky. And in their cocky pride, they can't be appropriate. Not until perfection. And they do things off track. And it causes the body to scatter. Fracture. Fractures becomes a scattering in some cases. And it's not necessary. We can all be appropriate through Christ who strengthens us. And that's what it's all about. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.